Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, today we are tackling a topic that you all specifically requested.
Yeah.
Critical and creative thinking.
I love it.
Yeah, and we are going to...
Very important.
Yeah, super important. And we're really going to unpack these ideas and hopefully give you some tools and insights that'll help you level up your learning game.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kind of go beyond just like knowing stuff and like really be able to use that information you know, out there in the real world.
Absolutely. Because...
But navigate all the complexities.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a crazy world.
It is a crazy world.
Out there.
It is. And so to do that, we are sifting through some pretty dense research and some really big names in learning science.
Yeah, we've got a really impressive lineup.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, just looking at the list here, you've got Diane Halpern, Roger Azevedo, Philip Nguyen.
Wow.
Even, you know, the collaborative learning kind of gurus, Shel Koshman and Southers. And of course, we can't forget Keith Sawyer, who's kind of, he's like the, you know, when you think creativity research, you think Keith Sawyer.
Exactly.
So it's a pretty cool group to be diving into.
It is. It's like our dream team of learning experts, and we're going to try to distill down all the good stuff.
The golden nuggets.
The golden nuggets that you can use.
That's right.
So first up, we kind of have to like lay the groundwork.
Okay.
What exactly is critical thinking?
Yes, good question.
Luckily, we have Diane Halpern.
Love Diane Halpern.
I know, me too.
She's great.
And she has this book, Thought and Knowledge.
Classic.
It is a classic. And she gives us a really great starting point.
Okay.
She describes critical thinking as purposeful, reasoned, and goal-directed thinking.
Okay. So it's not just like, you know, I'm just going to like sit here and like randomly think about things.
No.
There's like a purpose. There's a reason.
There's intention behind it.
It's goal directed.
Exactly. And it's not about purposeful.
I think that's a good one to highlight.
It's not about being like a nitpicky or negative person.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know, some people think of critical thinking as like.
Yeah. Like tearing things down.
Yeah. Finding flaws or being like super, you know.
Critical in like the negative sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But.
It's not what we're talking about.
It's really not.
Here. It's about having those skills to look at information objectively.
Okay.
To really kind of break it down logically.
All right.
And then, you know, use that analysis to make decisions.
So less about finding flaws and more about building a really solid understanding.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
And Halpern, she actually breaks down critical thinking into these kind of key components.
Okay.
And it makes it a lot more approachable, I think, when you look at it this way.
Okay.
So, you know, the first thing you have to do is you have to identify what the problem actually is.
Right.
Like, what are we dealing with here?
You can't solve something if you don't know what it is.
Exactly. Then you have to analyze, you know, the different arguments that are being presented.
Okay.
Then you have to evaluate the evidence. And is it good evidence? Is it reliable?
Right. Are we looking at facts? Are we looking at opinions?
Exactly. Yeah. All of that.
Right.
And then finally, you're going to use, you know, all of that to inform your decision-making strategy.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a step-by-step process.
Got it.
It's a framework for thinking.
Okay, so those are like the mechanics of critical thinking.
The nuts and bolts.
But why does this matter?
Yeah.
Like outside of a classroom, why should you care about this?
Right. Why should you care about this as a learner?
Yes.
Well, think about it. Like, how much information are you bombarded with every single day?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's insane, right?
It's overwhelming.
You've got news opinions, so-called facts flying at you from all directions.
All the time.
Social media, the internet, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And Halpern actually points out, you know how crucial critical thinking is?
For navigating this world of misinformation and really evaluating sources effectively.
Because how do you know what to believe?
Exactly. Without it,
it's hard.
You're much more likely to be swayed by something misleading or fall for, you know, manipulative tactics.
It's like having a built-in BS detector.
Yes.
Which is pretty essential these days.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So we need to be able to like sift through all that.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is where the work of Azevedo and Nguyen comes in.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Okay.
They are all about metacognition.
Which is basically thinking about your own thinking.
Okay.
So, you know, taking that step back and kind of examining your own thought processes.
Like, why do I think this way?
Exactly.
Okay. They argue that being aware of your own biases,
and assumptions is like absolutely essential for avoiding these kind of mental pitfalls.
Okay. So it's about like
taking a step back and saying,
like, why do I think this way?
Am I missing another perspective?
Mm-hmm. Am I letting my biases get in the way?
Precisely.
Okay.
And, you know, Azevedo and Nguyen, they talk about all these different types of biases that can trip us up.
Oh, like what?
Well, like confirmation bias, for example.
Okay, so that's when you're like...
Yeah, where you only seek out information that confirms what you already believe.
Right, right.
You're not even open to...
I see that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And then you've got anchoring bias.
Anchoring.
Which is where you overemphasize the first piece of information you get.
Okay.
Even if it's not the most reliable.
Oh, so like the first thing you hear, you're like, oh, that must be true.
Exactly. And you kind of like anchor to that.
Yeah.
Even if later on you get better information.
Wow.
You're still kind of stuck on that initial.
That's super relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, these are like
right.
things that we need to.
They're real.
Yeah.
The real things that affect us.
Be aware of.
All the time.
Yeah. It makes metacognition sound less theoretical and more like. Something we all need to be actively.
Absolutely. Excited. It's a practice.
Yeah.
It's not like a one and done.
Right.
It's something you have to constantly be working on.
Oh, interesting. And now, you know, what's really interesting is they actually connect metacognition to having a growth mindset.
Yes.
Explain that.
So a growth mindset, it's that ability to see challenges not as setbacks, but as opportunities.
Okay.
To learn and to get better.
Okay.
So it's that idea that your abilities aren't fixed.
You can grow.
You can grow and develop them.
I like that.
Through effort and through learning from your mistakes.
Which, knowing you.
Yes.
Probably resonates.
Oh, absolutely.
Quite a bit.
I'm all about that growth mindset.
I know you are.
It's all about embracing that process of continuous learning.
But we've been spending a lot of time on critical thinking.
Yeah.
What about its kind of counterpart
yes.
creative thinking?
Creative thinking, that's a whole other.
That's a whole other.
Beast.
Beast, right?
Yeah.
And luckily, we have Keith Sawyer's research.
Oh, yes. Keith Sawyer.
To guide us here.
The creativity guru.
He is.
I love his work.
So one of the first things he does is kind of debunk this myth.
Okay.
That creativity is all about those sudden bursts of inspiration.
Robot.
You know, those eureka moments.
The light bulb.
The light bulb. Yeah. You're in the bathtub or something.
Yeah. The Archimedes.
Right.
In the bathtub. Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of the classic image.
It is.
Sawyer, he really kind of dismantles that stereotype brilliantly.
Yeah.
He shows us that creativity, it's actually a process.
Okay.
And it's a surprisingly structured process.
Okay.
At that.
So it's not just like, oh, I'm just waiting for inspiration to strike.
Right. It's not about just like, you know, sitting around and hoping that the muse will visit you.
Right.
There's actually things you can do.
There's a method to the madness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. And it involves both divergent thinking.
Thornton.
Which is where you're generating lots of different ideas.
Okay.
And convergent thinking.
Converge. Okay.
Which is where you're starting to refine those ideas.
Okay.
Narrow them down and select the best ones.
So it's not just about coming up with like crazy out there ideas.
Right.
It's also knowing.
It's also about knowing how to select
yeah.
the best ones and develop them further.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's actually quite encouraging.
I think so, too.
It takes the pressure off
yeah.
of feeling like you have to be some sort of, like, artistic genius.
Right. You don't have to be, like, Mozart, you know?
Right.
Just, like, channeling divine inspiration.
Yeah.
No, there's actual things you can do to cultivate your creativity.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we've got critical thinking,
okay.
which is about analysis, yeah. evaluation.
Evaluation.
And we've got creative thinking, which is about generating new ideas.
Right.
But how do these two seemingly different skills
yeah.
work together?
They seem very different.
They do.
On the surface.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're not totally separate.
No, they're not. They're more like partners in crime.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, they really work together.
Okay.
And in fact, you know, Halpern uses a great analogy.
Okay. I love analogies.
Oh, they're so helpful.
Let's hear it.
So she compares creative thinking to coming up with all the ingredients for a delicious dish.
Okay.
While critical thinking is like the actual cooking and refining process.
Okay.
So you need both.
You need both.
To create something truly remarkable.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You can have the highest quality ingredients in the world.
Right.
But without the skill to combine them properly.
Yes.
You're not going to end up with a meal worth eating.
Exactly. You might have a big mess on your hands.
Yeah.
You need both the ingredients and the skills to use them.
I like that.
Yeah.
And here's where we can bring in another layer of complexity.
Oh, yes. What's
the research there? Of Stahl, Koshman, and Suthers.
Oh, yeah. The collaborative learning experts.
Exactly.
They're great.
And their work shows how interacting with other people
okay.
can actually sharpen both your critical and creative thinking skills.
Yeah, because when you're interacting with other people, you're constantly being exposed to different ideas.
Right.
You have to explain your own reasoning.
Okay.
And... you know, maybe even have your assumptions challenged along the way.
So it's like you're constantly being pushed
yes.
to think more deeply.
Exactly. It's like a mental workout.
I like that.
Yeah. And they call this collaborative argumentation.
Okay.
It's that back and forth exchange of ideas
right.
that really pushes you to refine your own perspectives.
So it's not just about like arguing to win.
Right.
It's about
using argumentation as a tool.
To learn.
To learn, yeah.
Yeah.
To understand different perspectives.
I like it.
And to really kind of sharpen your own thinking.
So far, we've been laying the groundwork.
Yes.
We're understanding what these things are.
Right.
Why they matter.
Why they matter.
But what does this all mean for you,
yeah.
your listener?
Like, how can you take all these, you know, fascinating insights from the world of learning science and actually apply them to your own life?
Because I know that's what you're here for.
Exactly.
You're not just here for the theory.
No, nobody wants to just sit around and, like, talk about theory all day.
Right. You want to be able to actually use this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be able to see the results
exactly.
in your own life.
Hey.
So let's get practical.
Yes, let's get practical.
Let's talk about how you can actually use this information.
So.
Well, luckily.
Luckily.
These researchers, they don't just leave us hanging with theories.
Okay, good.
They actually offer a ton of practical strategies that we can all use.
Like what?
Well, for example, Halpern really emphasizes media literacy.
Okay.
Which is being able to critically evaluate all the information we're constantly bombarded with.
Especially online.
Especially online, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like a jungle out there.
It is.
How do you know what to believe?
Yeah.
How do you sift through all the noise and figure out what's actually true?
It's so hard.
Right.
And we need to be able to do that.
We do. And Halpern, she actually gives us a framework.
Okay.
For asking the right questions.
Okay.
Considering different perspectives.
It's really digging deeper
yeah.
before we're just like...
Before you just accept something as fact.
Yeah.
She also talks a lot about ethical decision making.
Okay.
Another area where critical thinking is essential.
Okay. So this is about...
It's about weighing the potential consequences of your actions.
Okay.
Thinking about the impact on others.
Okay.
And, you know, making choices that align with your values.
So it's almost like a checklist before
yeah.
you...
It's like a mental checklist.
Yeah, before you make any big decision.
Right.
Have I looked at this from all sides? Have I thought about...
Have I considered all the different angles?
Yeah, how this might affect other people.
Yes.
Okay.
That's critical thinking in action.
I like it.
And remember Azevedo and Wynn?
Yeah, the metacognition.
The metacognition gurus.
Yes.
Well, they provide a whole set of strategies for self-regulated learning. Things like setting clear goals.
Okay.
Regularly assessing your own progress.
Oh, so checking in with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And being willing to adjust your approach if something isn't working.
So it's not just about like...
It's not just about setting a goal and then just like blindly following it.
Right.
No, you have to be willing to...
Be flexible.
Be flexible to adapt.
Yeah.
To change course if necessary.
It's like being your own coach.
Yes.
And cheerleader.
I love that.
All rolled into one.
Yes. You have to be both the coach and the cheerleader.
So what about
yeah.
when we want to boost our creative thinking?
Ah, yes.
What are some strategies?
Well, Sawyer's yes and approach
I've heard of that.
Is absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
It's all about building on each other's ideas.
All right.
Instead of immediately shooting them down.
Oh, so instead of being like, no, that'll never work.
Exactly. That's it's really more like yes and what if we okay. add this to it? Or yes and what if we take it in this direction?
I love that because it keeps the conversation flowing.
Yes, exactly. It
yes.
keeps those creative juices flowing.
Yeah. And it feels more collaborative.
It is collaborative.
Than like competitive.
Right.
It's not about whose idea is better.
It's about building something together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, imagine how much more innovative your brainstorming sessions or problem solving could be.
Right.
If everyone had that yes and mindset.
I think it would change everything.
I think so too.
Yeah.
It opens up so many more possibilities.
And remember the CSCL team?
Yes. The yeah. collaborative learning folks.
Yes.
They give us some great examples of how technology can actually be used to support this kind of collaborative learning and creative problem solving.
Oh.
So, you know, think of project-based learning using shared digital platforms.
Okay.
Simulations that let you experiment and test out different solutions.
So it's not about technology replacing good teaching.
It's about technology as a tool.
Yeah.
To make learning more interactive.
Yeah. And engaging. More relevant.
And relevant to the real world.
To the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. And I think all of this research really highlights that learning isn't a solitary activity.
Yeah.
It's something we do best when we're engaging with others,
right.
sharing ideas,
okay.
and building on each other's knowledge.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think for so long we've thought of learning as like
right
sitting in a library
in isolation your books and being quiet,
but really we learn best when we're
talking,
debating, sharing ideas,
and even disagreeing sometimes.
Yes, absolutely.
I can
that can help us see things from different angles.
I like it.
Yeah,
this is all so fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
I'm curious, from all this research, what stood out to you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
As the most valuable takeaway.
I think what struck me the most was how interconnected all of these different concepts are.
You know, we talk about critical thinking, creative thinking, metacognition, collaboration.
They all work together.
They're not isolated skills. They all kind of work together.
Okay.
Feeding into and reinforcing each other.
Interesting.
And so by developing one, you're naturally strengthening the others.
Okay.
And it's this holistic approach to learning that I find so powerful and inspiring.
It's like a mental ecosystem.
Yes.
Where everything.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Like a mental ecosystem where everything is connected.
Yeah.
And supports the overall health of the system.
So for our listener who is like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready to put this into practice.
Let's do it.
Where should they even begin?
Well, I think one of the most powerful things you can do is simply cultivate a mindset of curiosity.
Okay.
As Avito and Wynn talk about intrinsic motivation.
Okay.
That natural drive to learn and understand. Mm-hmm. And I think we all have that to some extent.
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets kind of buried under, you know, the demands of life and, you know, all the things we have to do.
Right. Responsibilities.
So tap into that.
Okay.
Approach learning with a sense of wonder and excitement.
So instead of thinking, I have to learn this.
Yeah.
It's like, what can I discover today?
Exactly.
What new connections can I make?
Yes. Love that.
I like that.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
Question the information you come across. Question your own assumptions. Even question the experts. Because that's at the very heart of critical thinking.
There's that saying, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Yes.
It seems especially relevant here.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Ask away.
Yeah.
And when it comes to creative thinking, make a conscious effort to practice what Sawyer calls divergent thinking.
Okay.
Push yourself to come up with multiple ideas or solutions.
So brainstorm.
Yeah. Brainstorm without judgment.
Yeah.
Let those ideas flow freely without censoring yourself. And then once you have a good pool of ideas, you can use those critical thinking skills to evaluate them, refine them, and choose the ones with the most potential.
So it's this constant dance between expanding your thinking and then focusing it.
Yes, I like that.
Back and forth.
Back and forth, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful dance.
And remember,
collaboration.
Collaboration can be a huge catalyst for both critical and creative thinking.
Right.
So look for opportunities to learn with others.
Join a study group.
Yes, join a study group.
Participate.
Online forums.
Online forums.
Even just having thought-provoking conversations with friends or colleagues.
Right.
You don't have to be in a formal setting.
Yeah.
To learn from other people.
It's amazing how bouncing ideas off of other people can spark new insights.
Oh, yeah.
That you would never come up with on your own.
It's true.
Yeah.
And don't underestimate the power of reflection.
Okay.
Take some time to look back on your learning process.
It's like a debrief.
Yeah, like a debriefing session.
Yeah. Okay. What went well?
Okay.
What challenges did you encounter?
Right.
What strategies might you try next time?
So it's like that debrief you have after a big project.
Exactly.
Okay. What did we learn from this experience? Yeah. How can we improve?
How can we do better next time?
Yeah.
That habit of reflection is essential.
I like it.
For continuously growing.
Yeah.
And evolving as a learner.
All of this is giving me so much to think about.
Me too.
It's almost like we need a whole new toolkit.
Yeah.
For learning in this.
In this crazy and complex world.
We live in. We live in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the good news is that all of these skills are learnable.
Okay.
They're like mental muscles.
Oh, I like that.
That you can strengthen with practice.
Okay.
And with the right strategies.
So it's not about being born a brilliant critical thinker or a creative genius.
It's about being willing to actively develop those skills.
Okay.
To put in the effort and be open to new ways of thinking.
Because the brain is like a muscle.
Yes, it is. You can train it.
You can train it. Absolutely.
And one of the most beautiful things about these skills
is that they're not just for academic success.
Right.
They're valuable in every single aspect of life.
From making decisions about your health and finances.
Yes.
To navigating
complex social issues.
Yeah. To pursuing your passions.
To being a better parent. To being a better friend.
to just living a more fulfilling life.
Exactly.
It's about thriving.
Yes.
Not just surviving.
In this crazy world.
That is constantly.
That's always changing.
Yeah. Demanding more from us than ever before.
And you know, if I had to choose just one thing.
Yeah.
From all of this research.
Yeah.
For our listener to take to heart.
What would it be?
I think it would be to embrace the journey. Learning isn't about reaching a final destination.
It's ongoing.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah. It's about staying curious, being open to new ideas and experiences, and constantly challenging yourself to grow and evolve.
Beautifully said.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
Oh.
There's a whole community of fellow learners out there eager to connect, collaborate, and support each other along the way.
And hey, you've got us here.
That's right.
At the Deep Dive to help guide you.
We're all in this together.
We are.
Exploring this fascinating world of learning.
Yes.
And unlocking our full potential.
Speaking of unlocking potential, there is one question that all these experts didn't explicitly address.
Okay.
But it's something I've been pondering.
All right. I'm intrigued.
Do you think focusing on developing your critical thinking skills could actually boost your creativity?
Ooh.
What do you think?
That's a really interesting question.
Okay.
I like where you're going with this.
Because if critical thinking is all about analyzing,
evaluating, refining,
could that process itself actually lead to new and innovative ideas?
It's like saying the more you understand the rules, the better you are at breaking them creatively.
Exactly.
I like that.
Think about it. You could analyze a problem from all angles.
Yeah.
Identify those hidden patterns.
Okay.
And that could spark a whole new wave of creative solutions.
Right. Or by critically evaluating your own creative work.
Okay.
You could identify areas for improvement and push your ideas even further.
It's like a feedback loop.
Yeah.
Where critical thinking fuels your creativity and vice versa.
I love that.
So maybe they're not just complementary, they're actually synergistic.
Ooh, I like that.
We actually work together.
Synergistic.
To enhance and amplify each other.
They're more than the sum of their parts.
Yes.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fascinating connection to explore further.
Maybe some of our listeners have already experienced this synergy in their own lives.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from you all about that.
Let us know in the comments or, you know, send us an email.
We always love hearing from you.
We do.
So we've been talking a lot about these different concepts and how they work together.
Right.
But I think it's time to get practical.
Okay.
Let's talk about how you, our listener,
can
actually take all of this and put it into practice.
Because that's what it's all about, right?
Exactly.
It's not just about understanding these things.
It's about using them.
It's about applying them to your life
and
seeing real results.
So where do we even begin?
Well, I think one of the most powerful things you can do is simply cultivate a mindset of curiosity.
Okay.
You know, Azevedo and Wynn talk about intrinsic motivation.
Right, that drive to learn for the sake of learning.
Exactly, that natural desire to understand.
Okay.
And I think we all have that to some extent.
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets kind of buried under, you know, the demands of life and all the things we have to do.
Your responsibilities and just like the busyness of everyday life.
Exactly. So tap into that.
Okay, how do we do that?
Well, first of all, approach learning with a sense of wonder and excitement.
Okay, so instead of thinking, I have to learn this.
Right.
It's more like, what can I discover today?
Exactly. What new connections can I make?
I like that.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
Question the information you come across. Question your own assumptions. Even question the experts.
Question everything.
Question everything within reason, of course.
Okay.
But, you know, that's at the very heart of critical thinking.
Yeah. There's that saying, the only stupid question is the one you don't ask.
Exactly.
So ask away.
Ask away. Be curious.
And when it comes to creative thinking,
yes,
what can we do?
Well, make a conscious effort to practice what Sawyer calls divergent thinking.
Oh.
Remember we talked about that earlier?
Yeah, generating lots of different ideas.
Exactly. Push yourself to come up with multiple ideas or solutions, even if some of them seem a little out there at first.
So brainstorm?
Brainstorm without judgment.
Don't censor yourself.
Don't censor yourself. Let those ideas flow freely. And then once you have a good pool of ideas, then you can use those critical thinking skills.
Okay.
To evaluate them, refine them, and choose the ones with the most potential.
So it's like this back and forth between expanding and focusing.
I love that analogy. It's like a dance.
It is a dance.
Between divergent and convergent thinking.
And then?
And don't forget about collaboration.
Right. We were talking about that.
Collaboration is huge.
Yeah.
It can be a huge catalyst for both critical and creative thinking.
So how do we find those collaborative opportunities?
Well, you know, join a study group.
Okay.
Participate in online forums.
There's a lot of great communities online.
There are. And even just having thought-provoking conversations with friends or colleagues.
Right. You don't have to be in a formal learning environment.
Exactly. You can learn from anyone and everyone.
I love that. And, you know, it's amazing how just bouncing ideas off of other people can spark new insight.
Absolutely.
That you never would have come up with on your own.
It's like that synergy we were talking about earlier. When those ideas collide.
Yes.
New possibilities emerge.
Speaking of new possibilities, I think we also need to talk about the power of reflection.
Yes. Reflection is so important.
It's like taking a step back.
Exactly.
And looking at the big picture.
It's like that debriefing session you have after a big project.
Yeah.
What went well? What could we have done better?
Yeah. What did we learn?
Exactly. And how can we apply those lessons to future projects?
Okay, so how do we actually incorporate reflection into our learning process?
Well, you know, you can do it formally by, like, journaling or keeping a learning log.
Okay.
Or you can do it more informally by just taking a few minutes at the end of each day to think about what you learned and how you can use that knowledge moving forward.
So it's about being intentional.
Yes. Be intentional about reflecting on your experiences.
Because I think sometimes we just go through life.
We just go through the motions.
And we don't stop to think about.
We don't stop to think about what we're actually learning.
Yeah, what we're gaining from those experiences.
Exactly. And that's where reflection comes in.
It's like that pause button.
Yes, the pause button that allows us to really process and integrate what we've learned.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've talked about critical thinking, creative thinking, metacognition collaboration.
And reflection.
And reflection.
All these essential skills for lifelong learning.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's also really exciting.
It is exciting. And you know what? I think the most exciting part is that all of these skills are learnable.
They are.
You're not born a brilliant critical thinker or a creative genius.
Right. It's not about innate talent.
It's about developing those skills.
It's about putting in the effort and being open to new ways of thinking.
And the great thing is the brain is like a muscle.
It is.
The more you use it.
The stronger it gets.
The stronger it gets.
Exactly. And, you know, the benefits of developing these skills go far beyond academic success.
Oh, absolutely.
They can enhance every aspect of your life.
From your relationships to your career.
To your overall well-being.
To your sense of purpose.
To your sense of fulfillment.
It's about living a richer, more meaningful life.
Beautifully said.
So for our listener who's feeling a little overwhelmed right now, don't worry.
Take a deep breath.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, not a destination.
And the most important thing is to just start.
Just start somewhere.
Take one small step today.
Pick one of these skills
that
resonates with you and start practicing it.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
We're all in this together.
We are. And we've got a whole community of learners here.
That's right.
At the Deep Dive to support you.
So reach out, connect with us, share your experiences, and let's learn and grow together.
That's what it's all about. And, you know, speaking of learning and growing together.
Yes.
There's one question that all of these experts didn't explicitly address.
Okay. I'm listening.
But it's something I've been pondering.
All right. Let's hear it.
Do you think focusing on developing your critical thinking skills could actually boost your creativity?
That's a really interesting question.
Right.
I like where you're going with this.
Because if critical thinking is all about analyzing, evaluating, refining.
Right. Breaking things down.
Could that process itself actually lead to new and innovative ideas?
It's almost like saying the more you understand the rules, the better you are at breaking them creatively.
Exactly.
I like that.
So think about it. You could analyze a problem from all angles. You could identify those hidden patterns.
Yeah.
And that could spark a whole new wave of creative solutions.
Or by critically evaluating your own creative work, you could identify areas for improvement and push your ideas even further.
It's like a feedback loop where critical thinking fuels creativity and vice versa.
I love that it's like they're feeding off each other.
So maybe they're not just complementary.
Right.
They're actually synergistic.
Synergistic. I like that word.
They work together
to
enhance and amplify each other.
They're more than the sum of their parts.
I think you're onto something.
I think so, too.
And it's definitely something to explore further.
Absolutely. And maybe our listeners have some insights on this.
Yeah. Have you experienced this in your own lives?
Has focusing on your critical thinking actually boosted your creative output?
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
I think so, too. It's a really cool idea.
Yeah. And, you know,
for anyone who's intrigued by this whole connection between critical and creative thinking, we encourage you to check out the work of these amazing learning scientists we've been discussing.
Yeah, we've just scratched the surface here.
We have.
But their research is full of practical strategies and really thought-provoking ideas that can transform the way you approach learning and thinking.
And we'll be sure to include links to all of their books and articles in the show notes so you can dive deeper into the topics that sparked your curiosity.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe you'll have your own aha moments along the way.
I hope so.
That's the beauty of this whole...
That's the beauty of learning.
Yeah, learning journey.
You never know what you're going to discover.
You never know.
Yeah. So on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of critical and creative thinking.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Absolutely.
Of learning and discovery.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time,
keep those minds engaged.
Keep learning.
Yes.